شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
از به رسمیت شناختن روز جهانی ترجمه توسط سازمان ملل متحد 8 سال می گذرد. این روز به تاریخ 3 سپتامبر همه ساله تجلیل می شود که طی آن از کار و فعالیت زبانشناسان و مترجمین ستایش می گردد. در این روز به نقش مترجمین و ترجمانان در درک فرهنگی، ارتباط و انسجام اجتماعی ارج نهاده می شود. اما بعضی مترجمین در استرالیا به این باورند که باید کارهای بیشتر انجام شود تا از نیروی کاری در این بخش حمایت شده و موانع زبانی کاهش یابند. کابک می گوید که یک سال پیش هنگامی که مادرش در شعبه عاجل شفاخانه بستر بود با وضعیت دشوار روبرو شد. مادر کابک نمی توانست انگلیسی صحبت کند و دکتران زبان او که کانتونیز است را یاد نداشتند. کابک مجبور شد تا نقش ترجمان آنها را ایفا کند.
It became really hard, especially in the critical moments. It was very overwhelming and heartbreaking to try and be her daughter in those moments and trying to be there for her.
او می گوید از لحاظ عاطفی و احساساتی زیر تأثیر قرار گرفته بود.
I think the most heartbreaking part was when the doctors told me that my mum was dying and they looked at me to translate it to her and I really couldn't get myself to say those words to her. The words just got stuck in my throat, so I didn't tell her that. And to this day, I wish she could have been told directly by someone so that she knew. I really believe no family should ever have to be put in that position.
جن هونچو استاد ارشد بخش زبانشناسی در پوانتون مکوری میگوید که چنین شرایط غیر اخلاقی و قابل پیشگیری است.
It's not fair not to ask family members who are bilingual to do interpreting. I mean, ethically, it's not fair and it's not right. Because in Australia, for healthcare, we have healthcare interpreter services.
دکتر چو باور دارد که نیروی کاری مترجمین در استرالیا که شامل بیش از 20,000 تن می شود برای اکثر مردم نامرئی اند.
Not many people know the differences between translation and interpreting. The biggest difference is that translation is written, whereas interpreting is spoken. In Australia, translators and interpreters, they are literally invisible. You know, in other countries, such as in Korea and China, they often appear in media because they interpret for high-ranking officials and they follow, you know, the president on state visits. So they are like a celebrity. In Australia, how many translators and interpreters do we see in media?
سلینا فون بیش از 3 دهه است که ترجمان و مترجم زبان ویتنامی است. او می گوید که او تنها به افهام و تفهیم کمک نمی کند، بلکه فرهنگ و معنا را نیز به مخاطب می رساند.
There are things that have been said, not in words, not being uttered, but you as an interpreter, you understand both cultures. And therefore, when you interpret, you have to convey the meaning in full.
پروفیسور روزمری وایبر از پوانتون ملی استرالیا و دکتر فامیلی در مرکز کمپانیان هاوس که در قلمرو پایتخت برای پناهندگان خدمات صحی را می کند می گوید
Interpreters are transformative in our capacity to deliver healthcare to people who speak a language other than English. There's simply no substitute for people being able to hear medical information in their own language and more importantly, to be able to tell their story in their own language. And even though there's not a translator in the room with us, it's a service provided through phone, I can see the relief and the happiness that people take in being able to tell their story and know that they're being understood.
دکتر چو میگوید که انتقال دقیق معنای یک اصطلاح طبی برای ترجمانان چالش برانگیز است.
There are many concepts that cannot be translated into the other language. And taking depression as an example, in many countries in Africa, the concept of depression doesn't exist. And people there, they see somebody who's depressed as lazy, or that person sleeps too much. If the interpreter is not familiar, you know, with the kind of culture, then how would that be interpreted?
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
پیشرفت و استفاده از هوش مصنوعی نیز چالش دیگری برای ترجمانان ایجاد کرده است. اوایل ماه سپتامبر شرکت اپل اعلام کرد که هدفون‌های ایرپاد اکنون قابلیت ترجمه را به طور زنده دارند.
Want to translate a message, a call, or a conversation in person?
این ویژگی برای رفع موانع زبانی طراحی شده است. در ماه اپریل اپلیکیشن آموزش زبان دولینگو محتوای خود را بیش از 2 برابر و 148 دوره زبان جدید با کمک هوش مصنوعی ارائه کرد. پیش از آن توسعه 100 دوره تعلیمی اول 12 سال طول می کشید. مایکروسافت نیز گزارش نشر کرده که تصمیم دارد قابلیت استفاده از هوش مصنوعی در وظایف مختلف را سنجش کند. در این گزارش مترجمین و ترجمانان را با 98% تداخل وظیفوی در معرض بیشترین خطر شناسایی کرده است. اما خانم فان که یک مترجم مسلکی است باور دارد که می تواند در پهلوی تکنولوژی کار کند.
Look, I don't see it as a risk. AI is here. Technology, all these new technologies are, you know, here. In fact, they've been here for ages. We need to work with it. And that so that it works for us and not against us.
استفاده از هوش مصنوعی برای ارائه ترجمه اولیه رایج است و سپس انسان‌ها را آن را برای دقت بیشتر بررسی می‌کند. دکتر چو میگوید تکنولوژی فعلی مشکلات دارد.
Often takes more amount of time than translating the text by themselves. Because depending on the quality of machine-generated translation. And then another issue is that the payment tends to be low for post-editing because language service providers, they have this rating system.
پروفیسور روزمری وایبر میگوید به حیث یک دکتر مزایای هوش مصنوعی را مشاهده میکند اما مشروط بر این که به درستی استفاده شود.
When we can work together with a patient, a translating service, and a clinician to all be on the same page and have a shared understanding of the medical issues, what's working and what's not working, that really enables care to be delivered in a way that would be impossible without translating services.
کابک میگوید باید در مورد خدمات موجود برای استرالیایی ها در موارد اضطراری وضاحت بیشتر وجود داشته باشد.
I think it's important because it gives each person, regardless of the language they speak or the background they're from, this equal treatment.
you know, I feel like it could make a big difference on my mum's life moment. She could have felt a lot safer if she'd known, you know, what was happening, or, you know, and if, especially when I wasn't in the room to translate anything for her. And I think everyone deserves that.
این گزارش توسط یاسمین الوکال از بخش خبری SBS تهیه شده بود.
بپسندید، شریک سازید و نظر دهید. SBS دری را در فیسبوک تعقیب کنید.